Hi, this is Shahila, and I'm now in Brussels for the Learning in Context workshop. And I have with me Eric Duval. Eric, you've been speaking at this workshop, and I wanted to know what was the most inspiring thing for you during these 2 days?
Of course, it was my own talk. No, just kidding. I was very impressed with some of the work that they presented from iFontis, where they have these apps made by and for students. And they also looked like really nice and quote-unquote professional apps, but also like the underlying message of the technology is empowering the students to do their own thing and then use their own, you know, the results of their own work. So that I thought was really well done and really inspiring.
What do you think, are we ready in other institutions, say traditional universities, to adopt such things? Are we ready for this? Or is there still a long way to go?
Yeah, I never know very well how to answer these things. If it starts snowing in 2 minutes from now, are we ready for snow? Well, I guess we will be, because there's just no other choice, right? By the way, it's at the moment quite sunny, and most of us do not have warm clothes, but we'll figure something out. I think if it starts snowing in 2 minutes, very few of us will perish. And so I think, you know, as people, we will adapt to this technology as we have done over the last, I don't know, so many millennia. I really have no idea how many people saw the internet coming, but hey, we're all still here and few of us are internet roadkill. So are we ready? Yes, I think we'll be fine. Are we ready as in everybody knows exactly what he needs to do? No, but isn't that true of most what we do most of the time anyway, that we have to figure it out as we go? So it's, you know, a little bit of a yes and no answer. I think no, but that's fine. We're, you know, or thought of it in another way, all of human history has prepared us for this moment. And in that sense, I guess we are ready. So yeah, not a very good answer, I think. But it's not the sort of thing where I feel like the answer is yes or no. It's both.
Yeah. So it seems like it's complicated and we are going to deal with it in the same way we deal with messiness.
Yes, I was going to make the point myself. Yeah, I think messiness is something I want to explore a little bit more as a team. I think life is most of the time pretty messy, but that doesn't mean you cannot have clear goals or clear ideals or, you know, have some clarity of vision. But on the other hand, I also think even if you have clarity of vision, the moment when you no longer recognize that life is messy is when it starts, I think, becoming dangerous. Then it becomes absolutarian and oppressive. So I think, you know, sort of celebrating the messiness of life, and why not use Messi the footballer as a you know, sort of image for that is something I'd like to explore further. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's all embrace the messiness for more connected learning, I would say.
Yeah. Well, maybe this was a bit of a messy interview, but hey, that's in the spirit of the workshop then.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you.
This is Shahira, live from Brussels. You can find this interview if you follow me on Twitter, CosmoCat. I'll talk to you later.